Hi, hello, and welcome to Paisa Vasool, episode number 2. We're back again. We talked about Salah last week. As always, I'm your host, Shravan. We've got Taran here with us.
Hello.
We're talking about KGF this time, as promised. KGF 1 and 2, and do it together. So, obviously, KGF is directed by Prashanth Neel. It's starring rocking star Yash.
Did he have that name prior to this movie, or was that after this movie that he got it?
Well, they have rocking star in, I remember distinctly in chapter 2, when he like enters, it's got rocking star. I can't remember if he had it already in 1. He may have.
Because his name is Rocky.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Maybe he got it in chapter 2 after chapter 1. Yeah, if you know, you can let us know in the comments. So chapter 1 came out in 2018 and chapter 2 came out in 2022. So obviously 4 years gap between the two. Chapter 1 was, I think, primarily just a Kannada film. So I watched both of them in Kannada. Did you watch them in Telugu?
Yeah.
So was the first one was primarily a Kannada film, but it did get a release in mostly other languages and then obviously became quite popular, and that's what led to all the hype for number 2. And number 2 came out. It was a proper pan-Indian film because it had like Sanjay Dutt and Ravina Tandon and other people in it. But in terms of chapter 1, budget wise it was a lot smaller, so 80 crore, which is still big for a Kannada film, I guess, in 2018, but it made 250 crore across all the languages, worldwide. But then chapter 2, the budget was a lot higher. So budget was 100 crore. Well, not a lot higher, actually. Just a little bit higher.
Just 20 more. Yeah.
And box office-wise, it made between 1,200 to 1,250 crore, which makes it the fourth highest grossing Indian film ever.
Yep.
Which is interesting because when I watched, I hadn't seen 1 when it came out. I only watched 1 and 2 just before Salah came out, so I didn't even watch 2 when it came out either. So I was like, what's all this hype about? Why does everyone like these movies so much? So I watched them. So we can get into our thoughts on it. So what did you think of 1, firstly?
It's not a bad movie. I think it's definitely the better one out of both of them.
Yeah, a lot of people like Chapter 2 more than 1. Obviously, 2's
more high budget. It's got nice visuals, I think.
Yeah.
It's hard to say. They're both quite decent. I don't think either one is bad. But 1 is definitely more of a, I think it's more mass, if that's what you're looking for. It's more kind of hype fight scenes. There's a more distinct straight plot line. Whereas 2, there isn't as much of a distinct straight plot line.
Yeah. Yeah. So I also think 1 is the better one out of the 2. And it ends on like a, not a cliffhanger, but it ends pretty quickly. Like I thought there would be more in 1, but then it just kind of ends. Mm. And they leave a lot for number 2. Number 2, I felt like there was too much hype. Like that there was kind of like hype that isn't.
I can't really remember any fight scenes in 2.
Yeah.
I just like,
there's a lot of like talk. They're talking up Rocky for most of the movie.
Yeah.
And it's not really like earned. Like we already knew that he's like this guy. Like he can do anything, whatever. Like we knew that. So like there's like 4 or 5 scenes back to back where they're just talking up this guy. And like there's a couple of action scenes. Like there's that car chase scene in 2.
Yeah. The problem with that car chase scene is they have a lot of black cuts.
Yeah. I think they thought it would be like, I don't know, stylish, but.
But nothing happens in, like.
Yeah, they're just driving.
They're just driving.
Yeah.
He does the same thing in Salah, except stuff happens after the cut.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just in this, it drives and then it cuts to black and then it's them still driving afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is the fight scenes with Sanjay Dutt's character.
Yeah, Sanjay Dutt's character is, I think Prashanth Neel watches a lot of Western media.
Yeah.
And he looks like the guy from Vikings. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they say in the movie that his Viking is like influenced by Viking.
Yeah. But he looks exactly like the guy from Vikings.
Yeah.
Like the TV show Vikings. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the hairstyle as well.
Yeah. 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 I thought one was the better one.
I think Sanjay Dutt isn't as good as a villain as the guy in the first movie as well.
Yes. Although the one in the first movie, he's not even like in it that much. Like KGF, the actual KGF, the Goldfields themselves are introduced in the second half of the first movie. So that's where you get his backstory. But like in the first half, again, it's more just like his, like Rocky's backstory. Although he's like, the whole movie's kind of his backstory because they keep flashing back to like when he's a kid with his mum. So the mum thing is a
common theme in his movies,
The emotional attachment to his mum is a big thing in this movie. And then I guess not as much in Salah, but it's still there.
It's still there, yeah.
But in this one, like that's what drives the whole story, essentially. In terms of positives and negatives across both movies, I think the he does do world building again in this, like around KGF and the people that run KGF and all of that.
So, in the second movie, when you see KGF, like when it's fully built, it looks amazing.
Yeah. It's much bigger. It's vast. Yeah. And I thought Yash was actually really good. So I did watch it in, like I said, I watched it in Canada. So I got the actual Canada dialogues, like, because the original language was in Canada. So I thought it was good. In terms of his performance, he's obviously like not a, the way they designed his character is not like a good guy. He's just like a lesser evil in a world where everyone's kind of evil.
It's like an anti-hero. Different from Salah once again.
Yeah.
But I think he likes the darker tones and like, not just black and white, but a bit of grey.
Yeah.
Well, Prashant Nandiyal, I'm saying. He likes that kind of filmmaking.
Yes. Yeah. So I thought it was good. Like, he's got some interesting dialogues, which normally wouldn't work, but somehow he makes them work. Like, especially the English dialogues that he has. Like, the violence one in the second one, or the... well, one thing we should mention is the first one released on the same day as... what's that Dhanush movie?
The Dhanush movie, yeah. Is it Dawn 2?
No. Starts with M.
Mari 2.
Mari 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, released on the same day as Mari 2, and both movies had the same English dialogue.
It did, yeah.
Yeah.
Which we looked it up once because we weren't sure because we hated it both, yeah.
I hadn't seen KGF, but I'd seen the trailer for Mari 2 like ages ago, and that dialogue was in the trailer, so I was like, oh, this dialogue's in another movie, and then we looked it up and they both released on the same day. So but anyway, he makes those dialogues work, so I think he was good in the character. It's some stuff is like pretty outrageous and pretty illogical as well. Again, he still kind of makes it work, but in the second one I did start losing track. Like, there's some stuff that happens I'm like, that just doesn't really make sense. Like, the Prime Minister makes some really weird decisions based off this guy.
Yeah. Well, he does go into Parliament.
Yeah.
He just rocks up to Parliament. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah, twice. He does it twice, actually.
Yeah.
Because once he goes and meets her.
Yeah.
And then at the end, he goes and, like, kills the other dude.
That part when he goes up and meets her, do you think that was inspired by, like, Allah Vegutta Paramla?
Which part in that?
Do you know how he's, like, wearing, like, the red jacket?
Oh, yeah. No, but this came out. Oh, no.
It came out after. Chapter 2 did come out after. Yeah.
Maybe.
He comes in and he kind of just like talks shit.
Yeah.
In like a meeting room.
Yeah. But it's just like it's a different vibe. That was more like a comedic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sequence, whereas this is a bit more serious. He also meets that American dude outside her office.
And that is, it's someone. It's someone famous, isn't it?
Is it? Okay.
I forget the name, but it's someone famous.
Like the actor?
No.
Oh, the person.
The character, yeah.
Yeah, is from FBI or something, wasn't he? Because at the end of the movie, they flash back to him and they're like,
Or was he the president or something?
No, he was CEO of something. He was like CEO of...
Oh, he's a CEO. He's a CEO of something.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I'm CEO of India.
Yeah. And then he's like CEO of India. Yeah. Anyway, the Prime Minister makes some weird decisions. Like, she's like, this guy's the biggest criminal. So they were going to like halt the war against Burma or something. And then she's like, no, we're going to go shoot them down. And then... that was like meant to be a message for Rocky.
Mm.
But I'm like, why did you like kill people from random people from another country just to like send a message? Yeah, it was just
weird. I don't remember that part. But
yeah, yeah. I remember distinctly because I'm like, why did you like why would you do that? She's also the Prime Minister. She can order an attack, which she does in the end.
Mm.
But she could have just done that instead of trying to like bomb another country. Yeah.
I found that the storyline in 2 is very, like, people's motives are not clear.
Yeah.
And, like, what's actually happening? Like, what is the threat in number 2?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing I didn't like in both, actually, was the romantic thread.
Yeah, she's not, it's not dealt with well.
Yeah.
Well,
I thought in the first one she already likes him. Because I'm pretty sure she calls him her lover or something, like in the first one itself. But then in the second one, she doesn't like him again.
Yeah, and then she likes him again, and then she dies.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like they don't use that character well.
Yeah.
She doesn't get anything to do, and as soon as she might have something to do, they kill her.
Yeah. Well, if you haven't noticed already, we are talking spoilers because this movie's older. But yeah, I thought the whole romantic thing was like probably not even required.
Yeah.
It probably could have been taken out and would have worked just the same. Second one was also a bit long in terms of the runtime and you felt it. So like, I think they could have taken some of that stuff out. I think Sanjay Dutt's character was like they kind of build him up to be like powerful, but he kind of just like,
in the end, he just dies.
He just dies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he does one thing and then he dies.
Yeah.
Yeah. But overall, like, I didn't mind these movies, but I also do still find it a bit surprising that the second one made so much money.
Mm. I think it's mostly hype from the first one. And also, I don't think the first one's that amazing either.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of like this resurgence of, like, mass South Indian movies.
Yeah.
And, like, people wanting to watch them. And I think this and RRR are kind of... both in that boat.
Well, before this, it was Bahubali, I guess, that really opened up like South Indian movies to the North Indian audience.
Hmm.
And then I guess this is one of the examples of another South Indian movie doing really well. But then, there's been movies after this, like Pushpa as well, that did well.
Yeah.
RRR, obviously. So obviously the North Indian audience did embrace movies like this, maybe because they don't get these kind of movies. Mm.
But I think as a South Indian viewer, it's probably not something that is that different. Like,
no.
This movie has shades of stuff we've seen before.
Well, I think Chhatrapati is probably, like, it's very similar to this movie.
Yeah.
And parts of Chhatrapati are probably better than this.
Yeah.
Still, yeah. Not the Hindi remake Chhatrapati,
which I hear is bad.
Yeah. The 2005 Telugu film with coincidentally with Prabhas. Mm.
I don't think it's particularly anything special. They didn't do anything like that new. But I do think what they do in it is quite decent.
Yeah, and I did like the music. I thought the music was done really well. It is loud again, but I guess that's kind of what they're going for, but I did like the music.
And we did mention in the Sala review, but the first 10 minutes is very confusing.
Yes.
They just throw
out a lot of characters.
Too many characters. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it all revolves around Rocky. Like the whole, both the movies are just around the main character. Whereas I think Sala, there's a bit more to it than just that.
Mm.
Obviously, there's stuff about him as well, but there is the Kansar, world of Kansar, and then like Prithviraj's character, and then like his family and all that. Like, I feel like there's a lot more.
But I've heard people that prefer KGF to Salah.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't. I prefer Salah over KGF, but I think, personally, I just feel that Rocky is, in the second one, his motivations is just money. And, his motivation through all of it is mostly money.
Yeah.
And there's no real clear story in the second one. He's already rich, so, like, where's he going? Like, what's happening with it? And, yeah.
Well, at the start of the second one, it's already established that he's running KGF, and then he, like, gets rid of, like, a couple of the people that want to take it over anyway.
Yeah.
Then he's, like, there's just all these random story threads where he goes to, like, Dubai, and he, like, gets weapons and stuff. I'm like...
Yeah.
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 It does get a bit confusing and convoluted.
Convoluted, yeah. I think the first one's pretty clear. He has to kill this one guy, and he can't do it the first time, but then he has to go to KGF to kill him.
And there is a bit of an arc in the first one where he is he's not a good guy, but then again, like I said, he's like a lesser evil. So like he's still got some good in him because he like gets rid of the bad guys within KGF.
Mm.
Yeah.
But also his plot to assassinate that guy in KGF. It's very convoluted.
In the first time.
It doesn't really... Like, when it got to the part where he's assassinating him, I'm like, how did you orchestrate this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it doesn't end up happening, right? And then he goes into...
No. Even the part when he kills him at the end. It's so hard to orchestrate everything that happens.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like, well, it just pays off. But, yeah, it is a bit of a stretch. I do like the part where he picks up the hammer, though.
In the first KGF. Very Chhatrapati like.
Because he's got like a little one, and he puts it down, and he gets like a bigger one.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah.
And I like that he just chops the guy's head off at the end of the first one.
Yeah, it's very swift.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the sequence where he goes into the mine after he gets the hammer.
Yeah. Is good with the blind guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, and all the lights are off, so it's kind of like replicating what the blind guy is experiencing, but yeah.
Well, it's kind of like the bad guys become the blind guy.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, like they're feeling what that guy's felt for all these years. Like, The danger that he felt. But
part in the KGF when he goes to the mine and he's like pretending to be a worker.
Yeah.
That part's all good. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. In terms of the ending, so the chapter two ending, so obviously he's dead.
Yeah.
Or I don't know, maybe he survives it, but they do hint at a chapter three. And Prashant Neel said they are going to do chapter three, but I'm guessing it's not chapter three, but more like 1.5, I guess.
Because
there is a time jump in the movie like of about 4 years or something.
Yeah.
Where he does stuff.
And it looks like the FBI is after him. Is MI6 after him or something as well?
I think FBI or, someone's after him.
Yeah. So I'm guessing there's some stuff that happens in America or something.
International.
Shenanigans.
Gangster stuff that's happening. Yeah. The storytelling method can get confusing as well because there's actually two narrations happening at the same time as well.
So he, in the first one and the second one, there's this guy who was in KG... No, he's a reporter. There's a guy who's a reporter, and he's written a book about KGF, but it's not finished. And in the first one... No, in the first one, he's the one narrating it, isn't he?
So the first one, he's narrating it.
And then he narrates the story of Rocky, but sometimes he's narrating his story as well. So it jumps back and forth. And the second one, it's his son that's narrating it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then there's this, is that the younger version of the writer? Because there's this other guy that's narrating it too.
That's the younger version of the guy who's narrating it in the first one.
Who wrote the book. So there's someone narrating the story to the writer, and then the writer's also narrating the story to a journalist at the same time. Like, it's like the same story. Like, they're covering the same
things. The guy that says... He's not a gangster. He's a monster. So the guy he's saying that to is the reporter.
The writer.
Yeah.
Because they end with that. And he's like, I'm going to write a book about this. And that's the way they end it. Yeah, so it does get a bit confusing because they're switching back and forth between all these stories.
I think it's a bit unnecessary.
Yeah, it's a little bit too much. Like, yeah. There's too many layers of narration that's happening here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This easily could be told without having to do a narration.
Yeah.
Because no one in the future has any bearing on the story. Like, nothing they do in the future actually matters.
Yeah.
So why is this story being narrated back?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And also, to make matters worse, in the reason they got the son to narrate it in the second one was because
the guy dies.
In real life.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. He passed away in real life. So they had to cover up for that and get Prakash Raj to become the narrator. Do you know Prakash Raj is actually Kannada?
Oh, is he? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So, like, I heard him speak Kannada and, like, I mean, he's good at all the
languages.
He's good
at all.
But yeah, like that's his actual language, mother tongue.
But yeah, because now that I think about it, they could cut that whole part out and just have it be a normal story be told and have Rocky do a...
But I guess the whole narration part is like they give
him... To hype him?
They give him more hype. They give him more elevations. They're like, oh, this happened, that happened. And they show like that people are... I guess they're meant to be like the audience, but they're showing their reaction and they're like how invested they are in the story and stuff. And there's parts where like I think it was meant to be for like slight levity and comic relief as well when the journalist and there's this other guy that's getting super invested in the story.
Yeah, he's
as well.
The guy that gives them tea and stuff.
Yeah. He's like getting really into it. And there's one part where I message you, I'm like, the funniest part in the whole series is when he walks in with a coffee and the journalist lady is like, when did I ask for a coffee?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yep.
Remember that part. Yeah. Like, when you watch it next time, you'll know what I'm talking about. Like, that's the funniest part in the movie. And it's just like, why is that in the movie?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of things in this movie. I'm like, why is this in here?
Yeah.
But it is, and it's okay.
But I do like Yash, and I'd like to see him in...
We'd like to see him in more stuff.
Apparently, his new movie is called Toxic.
Yeah, I think there is a teaser, and he's also in the Ramayan movie with Ranbir Kapoor.
Which they're still making? I don't think they've started making it.
They haven't started yet.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be Ranbir's next movie after Animal.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That movie Toxic is with a Malayali director, I think.
Okay,
So it's something different. But she said it's another gangster movie, potentially. Yeah, but this was the first Kannada movie I've seen, actually, like end to end.
I've seen a bit of Kantara. I haven't finished it.
Yeah, we should probably talk about it. So Hombale Films, who produced this and also Sala and also Kantara, like they're one of the bigger production houses in India, I guess. So I've heard Kantara's like...
I watched a bit of it. People like it. But I thought it was a bit weird.
They're doing a prequel to it now. It's coming out this year. They're doing a prequel to it.
Yeah. I wasn't a huge fan of the parts I watched.
Okay. It's got some some spiritual like slash horror vibes or something to it. Like I haven't seen it.
I didn't find it scary. I just found it weird. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But we should look into that as well. Anything else on KGF?
No. I'm not a huge fan of this franchise. I think it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also think it's fine. I still do find it surprising that it's so successful.
As successful as it is, yeah.
But yeah, I mean it's good that as Kannada film got so much popularity across India, because generally most South Indian films, like I guess Tamil films, get the most viewership out of traditionally before like Bahubali. It used to be Hindi, then maybe Tamil, then the rest. But like it's good that Telugu and Kannada and Malayalam films are also getting viewed across the country and getting a bit more popularity. Yeah. So next we're going to be talking about Atadu, which is a bit of a nostalgia trip. We're going back to 2005, one of Mahesh Babu's first big hits, I guess. Like he was on
a hot streak. He was
he had some like successful movies before that, but this was one of his
I think he did he had three or four in a row.
Yeah,
he'd won before this and like one three after this.
Yeah. So this was kind of like one of the films that really grew his popularity. So we're going to be talking about that in anticipation for Guntur Karam, which is a Sankranti release with the combination of Mahesh Babu and Thirukkural again for the third time. So stay tuned for that in the next week or so. And then obviously we will be talking about Guntur Karam when it comes out. And one of the other Sankranti releases. So let us know which one.
Yeah, maybe let us know.
Let us know which one you want us to talk about. There's like four or five that are coming out. There's also some in Tamil that are coming out as well. There's a Dhanush film coming out.
Yeah.
Captain Miller, I think.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. So it's going to be a pretty packed weekend of Indian films.
Probably only get to watch one other one, possibly. Yeah.
One or two. If it's really good, we might watch three. But yeah, let us know which ones you want us to review, and we'll see if we can do it. So, if people want to get in touch with us and tell us about how they felt about KGF, are you a really huge fan of this? Let us know. How they got
there is. There's a lot of huge fans of this.
Yeah,
yeah. Maybe we'll get hate. We did like it.
We said we liked it. It's just we didn't like it as much as everyone. Yeah.
Cognitive Recalibration Podcast at gmail.com. That's our email, or Cognitive Recalibration on all platforms.
And if you want to support the podcast, obviously subscribe to this channel, Paisa Vasul. Give us a like to this on this video. And if you like our review style, we do have another channel, Cognitive Recalibration, where we review Hollywood films mostly. And we've been doing that for quite some time. So there's a lot more content on there, 168 episodes, I think, something around there. So give us a subscribe on Cognitive Recalibration as well. Okay. Another episode done. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed our thoughts on KGF. Let us know if you agree or disagree with us. And hope you're all staying safe, and we'll see you for Atadu. See you later.
Bye.